Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated February 20th, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teagle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's it going today, Asclepius?
Oh, going extra well, Lord Baldrith. It's really good.
That's awesome.
A wonderful week.
Yeah, had a good week and not too harsh of a work week.
No, it hasn't been too bad at all. No, pretty pleasant. Had a couple of days where I was almost doing nothing. So, hey, the temptation is sit down and escape into New Britannia.
That is a good place to go.
Ah, it's tremendous. It's getting better and better all the time.
It's just amazing how much they've been putting into the game for us just to give us a lot of fun.
Yep. And look, I have to report, I had a wonderful experience last night. I actually managed to kill a ghost.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Never thought I'd do it, but it finally happened.
And so, what was your strategy on that?
Okay. Well, I'm running around in an augmented plate, carrying a two-handed sword of greater haste. So that's with a bronze blade and a copper handle, and has gem in the socket, so it does air damage as well. So that's pretty cool. I've buffed up all the defense things I can in the earth tree. So I'm pretty tough. Actually, it's nice. You know all those horrible skeletons down in Deep Ravenswood?
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah. I don't care about them anymore. They're just like insects. Swat them away. Who cares?
Nice.
Oh, it's wonderful. If there's a lich there, well, go for the lich and ignore everybody else until you deal with the lich. And then just take care of them. Just sit there hacking away and hacking away, and they all fall down eventually. So it's a lovely situation. So that's great.
It is.
Finally got enough spare points to start moving out into the magic tree, because those ghosts are evil. They suck you dry by using death touch and death ray, I'm sure, and they just pull the life out of you, and of course their life goes up
and yours is next to nothing.
I know, and you're looking at the health bars and yours is going down and theirs is going up.
Is awful. What can I do?
So, I just had enough to invest in Death Touch, a few of those, Death Ray, and in the innate skill, you can amp that up so it makes your life transfer more effective. I've got it up to 80%. I just need a few more points. And so I went down there, engaged this guy. It was a close-run thing, I tell you, because every now and then, I think I'm dying. No, there's a death touch here. I can use that. Yes!
Yay!
And I've got a few healing touches in my deck. So, yes, hit that. Great.
Did that too. Good.
Yeah, so kept myself alive long enough to kill him, which is wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And as a magnificent reward, I got 300 experience points.
300?
300 and no loot. I felt gypped.
That's a complete disaster, because don't you get 300 off of a bear?
Yeah, you can get out of a grizzly bear down in Deep Ravenswood, you get 900. Or a patriarch bear, you get 1100.
Yeah, I would say that's a little bit off.
So I think I would say at least 3,000.
At least. They're equivalent to a boss.
Absolutely. And they just stand there and they drain the life out of you. It's so hard to get past them. But I managed to deal one. Mind you, when I came back, he won the second round. So I'm not on them. I'm not on top of them yet.
So he got his revenge.
He did, yes.
Now, did you get 10,000 gold off of him?
No. No, there is zero loot.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
That's evil as well. So there you go. I've got bragging rights, but nothing else.
Well, I guess a lot of people say, how could a ghost carry anything? But hey, isn't it risk worth reward?
Okay, yeah, there is that. Yeah, he's got no pockets, has he?
No pockets, but, you know, he was hard, so he should give me something.
Yeah, that's right. But that was fun.
So, that's look, awesome, this game.
This game is getting so much better. It's magic. And it just keeps you wanting to go on and on and on and get to the next level.
Yeah, because you have all these different points you need for improving your strength, your intelligence, and everything.
That's right, yes. And the one or two times I've ventured into a PvP area, I've been killed very quickly. So, yeah, okay, I've really got a lot of improvement that I could do there.
And now you're looking at the people that know everything about how to stun you and put you out of commission before you can even think.
That's exactly right, yes. They've got all the tricks. They've got the experience, they've got the tricks, and they know what they're doing.
That's right. That's their game there.
Good luck to them. That's fantastic.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I even went down. I was feeling a bit cocky last night. I even went down to the Shardfall. I thought, okay, I'll give this a try. And you know what? There was nobody there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are there some people there that have been talking about there will not be nobody there, or is this just bad timing?
There was just bad timing, yeah. There happened to be nobody on it at the time. I thought, I almost feel in the mood for a fight, and there was nobody there to fight.
That's kind of funny. Well, you could always fight the plants.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I picked an argument with a few plants, so that was fun.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty too, aren't they?
I know. But 1,000 points each, they're pretty worthwhile.
Oh, so they give you a decent amount of experience. That's good.
They do, yes. Yeah, yeah. 1,000 points to kill a man-eater. So, there you go. So, risk versus reward. Yeah. Yeah, I've run right up to them. And once you're right on them, you're sort of out of the range of their poison because they only throw at a distance. And they can stun you, they can knock you back temporarily, but you keep on wailing on them, and they're gone.
Well, if it's like normal, your plate armor is pretty powerful. It keeps you pretty safe.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
But fire elementals and ghosts, they tear right through it like it's not there.
Oh, dear. Yes, I haven't tried a fire elemental yet. That could be a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, it works right. Technically, if you're in armor and fire is hitting you, you'd think you'd be sitting in an oven.
Yeah.
Yes. It's logical, anyway. We'll give it that.
It is. Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, great. Death by immolation.
That's right. Well, that's what my mage intends to do eventually.
Yes. Well, we'll explore all these things. It's a fascinating journey.
Oh, yeah. We're just loving every minute of it.
Absolutely. Okay, so the news of the week, update number 113. And first up, Underworld is getting Tracy Hickman and the Steam Greenlight. That is brilliant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, as previously reported, Underworld Ascendant is proceeding with their Kickstarter campaign. Paul Neurath is moving forward with the franchise. That is lovely. And big announcement, the Shroud lead story designer and the co-author of Blade of the Avatar, Tracy Hickman, has signed up to pen an Underworld Ascendant novel as part of their 750k stretch goal. Now that is brilliant.
Oh, I hope they make that. That'd be an awesome read.
Wouldn't it be? Yes. Because the Blade of the Avatar was a wonderful read. And we're told, I believe, that that's the first part of a trilogy.
So they're not going to make one book for each episode. They're just going to make three books?
That's sort of what I understand. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's great. So look, somebody of that caliber and that talent writing a novel for Underworld Ascendant as well. That's going to be absolutely great.
Oh, and are they saying there's dark elves in Underworld Ascendant?
Yes, I believe so. Yep.
I know somebody that has something against dark elves.
So do I. but there are nice elves in the world.
Oh, yeah, there's good and bad in everybody.
That's right, yeah. Yes, so, yeah, a band of dark elves from the land of the Shroud passed through a magic portal to make an exodus into the Stygian Abyss. There you go.
Ah, that's great.
That's going to be nifty. And the next exciting news, Underworld Ascendant was greenlit on Steam.
Congratulations, that's great.
Yeah, that is just brilliant. So, my understanding of this is a bit dim, but is this correct? They put it up on Steam and say to people, do you like the idea of this? Is this a game that you'd be interested in? If people give it a thumbs up or thumbs down, if lots of people give a thumbs up, it gets the green light. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's kind of what they did with our game. They, you know, they put it on there and see how it goes, and if it's a positive response, then it's green-lighted.
Yes, fantastic. So that is good. So, as they say, they're still in early prototype development, so months to go yet, but there's a slot warmed up and waiting for when it's ready. Magic.
I can't wait to see how the stories connect. That'll be really cool.
That will be so nice, you know. Mind you, it's going to lead to serious problems, and I can see this. Because, as I wrote in a funny little post this week, he was talking about the offline version of Shroud, how it's going to be different, and now we've got Underworld Ascendant that's coming along. And I thought, look, eating, sleeping, or working, something is going to have to go.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough decision, isn't it? Which one to go?
I know. That's right. There's going to be so much to do and so many cool games to play. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I think my sleep's the one that's going to suffer on that one.
That's for sure. Yep. Yeah, I mean, staying up at night to plow your way through New Britannia and then through the Stygian Abyss, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that, and I'm actually really, really on the fence about getting the shield because I really love the looks of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got one.
Oh, you got one already?
That's awesome. I got one. Yes, absolutely. It's lovely.
I haven't been given a firm yes or no on hanging stuff on the wall. That's the only thing holding me up on decor.
Right, okay. It would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, I've got so much I want to do, so I'm just waiting for the, you know, the good word.
Yes. And look, if this release goes on for long enough, and if they don't do any major wipes, I might even be able to get into decorating and make my boat look pretty and make it worth people coming around to have a look.
Yeah, oh, so you haven't decorated your boat yet, huh?
Not very much, no. I've got the basement has about 50 lights in it, so I can see my way around, so that's good.
Oh, that's great.
I've got crafting gear down there. I've got crafting tables and a couple of benches and stuff, so I'm getting there. I've got a bedside cabinet and the radio's on the cabinet, so that's sweet. Table and chairs in the cabin at the back, so slow progress.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty nice, though. Cozy.
Yeah, it is cozy. It's lovely.
Oh, actually, I discovered something, too, when I was messing around, because I'd had a question. It just seemed to me the basements looked different. And
yes,
I found out there is a distinct difference between the stone basement and the stone and timber basement.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the stone basement, it's actually quite gothic-looking. It's very dark, and it seems to have less space. So when I purchased one off the store, because I wanted a 5-story basement, I noticed, this is the basement I remember. So those are the other ones. So.
Okay. But,
and you can't purchase the stone basement through the Pledge Rewards. So I don't know if that's coming or if that's just one of those things you can only have 2 stories.
Ah, fair enough. So you're saying the stone basement is the one you get, and the other one you can purchase in the add-on store.
Yeah, the stone basement's the one that's coming with your pledges, and the timber stone and timber one is the one that's on the add-on store.
Right, gotcha. Yep. Okay.
Ooh, it was pretty fun to find that out. You know, cause I love the door styling on the stone basement. It's really nice looking, you know.
It is.
Elegant. It's nice.
It's great. Yes.
But me, I'm a pack rat, 5-story, you know, it's hard for me to run.
You're going to spend all day running up and downstairs, you know that.
Yeah, I know. It's the web I weave.
Oh, that's for sure. I will always know where to find you.
Yes. Lost in my basement, yes.
That's right. Oh, that's going to be fun.
It will be. I'm going to love every moment of it.
Absolutely. And they're saying Other Side Entertainment, they're already at 500K of their 600K funding goal. That's
awesome. Good job on that.
Fantastic. But they need your help to reach their goal and start working to the stretch goals. So, yep, anybody who's excited and interested in Underworld and who hasn't been there yet and supported them, then go for it. Magic.
That's great.
Alrighty. And now a major post by Star Long on single player offline features, which I think, as we were saying, has gone a long way to make people happy, because I think a lot of people were feeling a little bit unloved or a little bit neglected, because a lot of people do like the offline single player experience.
Yeah, they've come started from their own bones. That's great.
That's right. If you've come from the Ultima background, which I have, that's all you've ever played. And I'm actually loving the community style of it now and the multiplayer style. But look, the single player is attractive. And you can do it at your own pace, and nobody's there to bother you or grief you or gank you or do anything like that.
None of that.
So, yeah. So, this was a great post. And
one thing about the single player that was really impressive to me is the companions. Oh, man, I love companions. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, it would be indeed fun. And this is why, as I was saying, we are in a dilemma. Because many of us, probably myself included, will want to explore New Britannia in the multiplayer environment and interact with the community and stuff like that, and then we want to go and explore it with the companions.
Yeah, we want to be able to like take care of our companions and outfit them. That's that right. Kind of stuff. That's fun stuff.
It is, exactly. So there you go. They've just given us double the workload or double the playtime.
Yeah, yeah, now we've got two games.
That's right. That is awesome. Two games for the price of one. And they're putting so much work into it. So, as he said, you can have save games. So this is great. Companions, as you mentioned. Brilliant. And still remains to be seen exactly what they'll be doing. But they will provide a small set of Ultima-like companions that'll journey with you. They'll periodically go off to do their thing as part of their individual lives, but for the most part they'll indeed be companions. Fantastic.
That's kind of cool. So it sounds to me like they've got their own house or their own place to go.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Like the companions did in Ultima 7. They had their own houses that they came from. That's sort of where they lived. If you tell them to go home again, that's where they'll go.
And then you can always know where to find them.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. And spawning rules will be different. Yeah. So some things will never respawn, like a dungeon. Which would be good.
Yeah, that's good for single player, yes.
Once you've killed a ghost, it stays dead.
Yeah, that would be great, and you can go in there and actually explore.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I mean, this is one thing that we have found in the dungeons, in the sewers, whatever, the liches and the bosses. Yeah, you can kill them. That's fantastic. Wait around for 5 minutes, they're back.
Yeah, they'll come back from behind and take you out.
Yeah, they do.
They're mean.
They're evil. Yeah, they haven't read the rule book, have they?
No, they don't play by any rules of any kind.
No fear. Okay. And content, There's a few items that they're not going to sell in online mode, including castle and the keep size lots. However, in the offline mode, yeah, might as well have them, as well as a few other items. Fantastic. Brilliant.
So if you've got a castle or a keep, you can still use it in offline mode.
That's right, yeah. Nice.
That's great.
That's lovely. Okay, and now moving on to some gorgeous artwork.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Abe weighing in on crafting the Novia overworld. Now look at that.
That is amazing, how that goes way out into the water like that. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that lovely? So it looks like we've got a mountain range, a bit of flat land, a river coming out, maybe a bit of a delta, some swamp land. Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, peninsula there. I just love
yes.
that.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Ah, oh, that's gorgeous. And the water looks gorgeous.
Yes, beautiful. It's coming right along.
Yep, that's nice. And Abe's just introducing himself. He's been with Portal Aaron for about 5 months. He's been in level design, systems design. He has an art background. Well, you can sort of tell that.
Yeah, that's showing up now.
Yeah. And he was to do a polish pass to Hidden Vale, but didn't have a lot of time to do that. But they've allocated much more time for Novia. So, there you go.
Yeah. They're down to a week to get it ready, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah, here, we've got a great big job for you. Let's have it by Thursday, please.
Yeah. And good luck with that.
Yes, that's right. Yes, because we're releasing it on Thursday afternoon. And we're going to have 6,000 people pouring in wanting to play it.
Yeah, we're dying to see Novia. Come on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. Yes. And don't those trees look so much nicer?
Oh, I love them. They're gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah. Much more detail, much crisper and clearer. And it's as if everything's being brought into focus.
Yeah, I was did you notice that it looks like they're going further back on the camera view? Is that something they've been working on?
Not that I've actually noticed consciously. I mean, as I'm running around, sometimes I'm zooming in and out a bit. So I haven't noticed that. Maybe they are.
Well, I was just noticing that on some of the new pictures I've seen. It's like when they're showing us these the new scenes. Necropolis dungeon or something.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
This
yes.
is way far back. It looks really nice. I was just wondering if we're going to
do that. I get what you're saying, yes. That'll be interesting.
Well, they call that isometric, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
I think that would be an awesome feature to be able to come back that far if you needed to.
Oh, it would, yes. Because, yeah, you really gain a beautiful view of the whole countryside and the whole environment. It's wonderful.
Oh, makes lovely pictures there.
It does, yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at some of the screenshots that people put in to the forum, and they're just magnificent.
Oh, they're awesome. I think it's an excellent way to advertise our game, to send people there.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, this is a good game. Really? Yeah, look. Oh, gee.
Yeah, that's real. This is not a movie you're watching. This is real.
That's right. And it's only pre-alpha.
That's right. It's not even halfway done yet. We're going.
It's not even meant to be working.
Yeah.
And yet, look at what we've got.
We're just testing this here.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So, some of those pictures are gorgeous.
Look at the difference between the old and the new on that that water.
I know. Beautiful.
That's like 1,000 times better. It's so awesome.
Isn't it? Yeah. Gorgeous. And, landmarking. Shardfall area. Oh. And just some sample screenshots he put into his forum post. I mean, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got to stop drooling now.
Yeah, no, we're not here.
Yes. Okay, maybe. Well, it just shows we're in for some awesome things. It's just going to be brilliant, the scenery.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, now we have Chris looking as if,
That's an old picture.
Yes, yeah. Looking suitably startled there.
I remember when they were putting crowns on everybody. That was like last year or something.
Oh, was it? Okay. But talking about the economy, okay. A little bit to wade through, but honestly, the amount of information he puts into a post, it's incredible. And it is wonderful. It is so reassuring that they know all about this stuff. They've got a handle on it. And they're going to manage the economy.
Yeah, they're thinking about that kind of stuff, which is quite important to a game.
Yes, it is. And really, when you think about it, it sort of makes sense. Because when you go out and kill something, whatever, be it a skeleton, be it a animal, be it whatever, and you gain a net benefit, either gold or a hide, whatever, okay, that's money that's coming into the whole pool. And that's fine. So the total collective wealth in the game rises by that amount. But when you trade something, if I make something and sell it to you, well, that's just money going around.
That's true.
And if I can dig up some ore and craft it into a sword and convince you that this is a fantastic sword, that you really need to have this for 5,000 gold, and if you're silly enough to pay that, well, that's not money that's been created. That's just money that's circulating.
Yeah, I'm paying for your fabulous name and reputation.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just money going around in the community. And that's what they want to encourage. They want interaction. They want people to depend on each other.
Yeah, and that's what we need. We need a player-run economy. That's really awesome stuff.
Yes. And as he was talking about later in his post, we're essentially going to have a couple of groups of people, because a lot of the really rare resources and stuff are going to be in the PvP type zones. In other words, they're going to be dangerous and difficult to get. And the PvPers, the people who are walking around with stats up the wazoo and plate or whatever magical enhancements, they will actually be able to go in there, and that's fine. They'll be able to get this stuff. But they won't really know what to do with it because they're not crafters. And the crafters who want it won't be able to go get that very easily. So the crafters can ask the PvPers to go and get it for them. And the PvPers can ask the crafters to use this stuff to make them some cool gear.
And I believe they've created a way for us to do that.
Yes. Yes, it appears that they have. And that is super cool. It looks like essentially a jobs list.
They call it a work order. Do they call them work orders?
Yeah, a work order. So if a blacksmith puts up an order and he says, I want 50 iron ore and I'll be prepared to pay this much for it. So instead of in Ultima Online, you get bulk order deeds from an NPC, now you just go to the players. If a player wants something, he'll put up a request, and it remains to be seen how and where that will happen, but it will happen. And if the strong and tough and violent types want to earn a bit of money, they can go out and gather these things and bring them back and sell them to the blacksmith.
That's win-win, isn't it?
It is. It is. Because, as Chris was saying, for the PvEers and for the crafters, they have a way to make money. Because they can kill stuff, get the gold, sell the weapons and craft stuff and sell that, that's fine. The people who like PvPing, that's regardless fine. They spend all their lives killing other players. But unless you're going to have full loot, which we're not, you can only get, you know, a modest amount off each person you kill. You're probably not going to get enough to pay the bills and to repair your damaged armor and weapons and stuff that way, or to buy the food that you need, because they're not interested in growing crops, probably. You know, barbarians tend not to be.
Yeah, that's what they are, huh?
So, they can take a little time out of their day while they're raping and pillaging, gather a few resources along the way, come back home with half a dozen skulls of their opponents slung around their waist, but with a bit of ore and a bit of resources, a bit of garlic, a bit of sulfurous ash, and a bit of a few other things in their backpack, and sell that.
Well, pretty nice little way to make money.
It sounds great, yes. And what it means is that everybody's happy and the community is interdependent, and that's really good.
It is. It's really helpful to everybody.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Because we all learn to get on. We all learn who's the good person to go to for this or that or something else. And yeah, it's fantastic. I think this is a really, really well thought out game.
Yeah, they're trying to cover the basics because we've got a lot of history to learn from, so they can really make an awesome game.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. And as Chris said in his post, they've learned from the experiences in Ultima Online, where there was a bug somewhere and billions of gold poured into the game to the point where it was just worthless.
I remember those games, those days heavily when they were doing wipes to solve those problems. And it's like, oh,
really?
I just lost how many gains in my crafting house? It was ugly. I lost GMs before. It was bad.
Oh, that's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah, I think it happened 2 or 3 times. You know, sometimes they had some problems with some, I think there were dupers that were going in there and duping items and making a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the good thing. Having been down that road, because they were both involved, Lord British and Star, in Ultima Online, having been down the road, having learned from what can happen, they know what they're doing. And the way to do something perfectly is to make a few mistakes along the way.
Yeah.
And then you know what not to do.
They've had their practice game.
That's right.
Now we're getting down to business.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have really high hopes for this.
Yeah, this is going to be just awesome. I'm just a tad disappointed they're not getting any of the gold in the game, because I do like, you know, platinums and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes, sure.
Fair just from my past experience, you end up, you know, they'll give you 10 million gold for that. Oh, that's all you got? Yes. It just builds up insanity, unless, I don't know, maybe the whole economy thing they're doing here, that won't happen, I don't know, but I've just seen it.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, they could do what Germany did, I believe, in the 30s, when they had hyperinflation, in the days where they would pay you in the morning and in the afternoon, and you carry your pay home in a wheelbarrow, and the mark became almost worthless. So there's just a massive devaluation and brought in Deutschmark, which, you know, one Deutschmark was probably worth about 100,000 marks. So I can't remember what it was, but yeah, it just was a massive reset.
Oh, that probably hurt pretty bad for the people that had, you know, their money.
Yeah. Well, it just means you still sort of had the same amount, I suppose, but instead of having a piece of paper with 100,000 or a million written on it, you had a piece of paper with 10 written on it, and it sounded more sensible.
That's true, because now instead of paying, you know, 50,000 for a drink somewhere, it's five.
Yeah, that's right. Just wind it back and make it more sensible. So.
And just consolidate that down. That's just nuts to have to carry a wheelbarrow home, you know?
Oh, I know. I know. That's just ridiculous. Anyway, Shroud is hitting the road again. taking the message to people about how awesome the game is. Well, we do know that. But it's always good to tell people. First up, the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, March 3 to 6. There'll be guests of Razer at the booth there, 602 at the Expo. Next up, Richard Garrett with Chris Roberts from Star Citizen. He's on the MMORPG.com Future of Online Games panel. Brilliant. We were commenting during the week. We saw Richard Garrett and Star in-game.
We did.
With the MMORPG live stream. That was brilliant.
That was a lot of fun.
It was.
That's the first time I've seen Richard in-game and Star in-game, and it was just awesome. That's why I got a bunch of pictures of it.
Excellent. Yeah. Look, it just shows the type of people they are. I think they are almost as excited about doing that as we are to see them.
Hey, they are our superstars. It's like meeting, you know, people from movies. It's just awesome.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And they are very happy just to come down and mix with the common herd and share the excitement with us. And it was fantastic.
Now, they're getting a lot of fun out of this because you're seeing how much contribution our community is making to the game.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and they had a lot of lovely things to say about the community, which was just brilliant. And the guy from MMORPG, what was his name, Grok?
Yeah.
He was having fun following them around and got killed in the PvP zone a couple of times. That was all fun.
That's very realistic there, though.
Yes. They said, yes, 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 you are floating around as a ghost now, but you will respawn shortly. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you get to see that side of the game now. That's good.
That's right, yes. Now, I think those sorts of things create a wonderful impression, and it really helps to publicize the game.
It does.
Yeah.
I like the fact you got to find an Ankh to res still, and I hope it gets easier to find them. Half the time you can't find them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Every time, pretty much every time I've been killed, I can't find an Ankh anywhere.
The only way I'm ever able to get one is if I've been killed in an area so many times that I kind of know where it is.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. So repetitive death is a good thing.
In a way, it helps you, yes.
Yes.
Now, once launch comes about, it might be very hurtful, though, as far as all your stuff goes. Right now, I think it's a little more lenient than what they're planning on.
Yeah. I think a lot of things are going to change and be refined. And we will find. Yeah, things might not be as quite as easy as they are now.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's going to get harder.
Yes, that's right. But it'll still be such fun.
It'll be fun, but we're going to have a lot more cursing going on there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, there'll be a lot more things thrown at keyboards and computer monitors.
Yeah. Get your spare keyboards and monitors out and be ready.
That's right. Okay, so Richard Garrett and Tracy Hickman are going to be on the SXSW panel. Lovely. Entitled Linear versus Non-Linear Narrative in Video Games. Well, I understood the individual words, so that's good.
Yeah. Sounds complicated, though, huh?
It does, yes. Oh, yeah, I think I sorted now what they're talking about. Yeah, okay. Brilliant. They understand it. That's the main thing.
Well, yeah.
Yep. And massively Kickstarter was a great success. That is tremendous.
That's awesome. They're back.
There you go. They have their new website up and running. Lots of great articles in the Massively tradition. So isn't that great?
Now, are they still going to do the little grave scene they had showed us a couple releases ago?
That's a good question. Because, hey, if they're not dead, why put up a tombstone?
Yeah, they almost need like a resurrection statue or something, huh?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, good group there.
There. Excellent. Okay. In-game weekend community events. Heavens, this is getting busier and busier.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yes. As we've said, you would never believe that this is a pre-alpha game that's just bare bones.
Now, there's a lot to do, and you can tell by looking at this.
That's right. Wow. So we got Pax Lair, a town gathering, the church service, a brawl, Phoenix University. Wow. A tournament. And Shardfall Open PvP event. That's going to be a bloodfest.
Yeah, you better believe it. How do they fight in there with all those plants? I've always wondered that myself.
Oh, yeah, good question. Yes. I killed you. No, it was the man-eater.
Yeah, all that poison coming at me. Thanks.
That's right. Yes. And we've got Exploring Novia, a Church of Order sermon. Wow, setting themselves up in opposition to Amber.
Uh-oh. Chaos begins.
Yeah, that's right. The Bear Tavern Brawl. Feast, Pax Lair meeting, Shard, another event, fishing, and a beach party. Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, there's lots to do on the weekend here.
Yep. Okay. And we have a writing contest by Sir Frank. That is brilliant.
Yeah, he's giving away some good stuff.
He is. Oh, look at that. $10 store credit coupon. Or a Dark Star Lord British coin. Excellent. So, look, anybody who has writing talent, feels like writing a bit of a story, check the forum thread.
And I expect to see you in there, Gabriel.
Yes, absolutely. Now, actually, Gabriel's a little busy right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Got a few things on his plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm running out to get your Grand Tour Crest reward. And again, the Mad Hermit's video on how to get the Hanan hat. And they are awesome videos.
It's a great video, yes.
It is. It's brilliant. And the Carnival Mask.
Up till March 31st, dude. Gotta keep a watch on that calendar.
There you go. Grab it while it's available. Otherwise, it'll be gone. And again, moving things out of the add-on store. So if you want them, get them, because they're going to be rare. We have the Silver Serpent necklace. Very nice.
Oh, that one I kind of want.
Yeah, lovely.
It's nice.
The Tanning Knife of Prosperity. Very good. And not only, but also, we have Gem Treasures Designs is introducing a real-world silver serpent pendant, finely crafted from precious sterling silver. So there you go. If you want an actual real one, here it is.
That's beautiful.
It is lovely.
Doesn't look like it comes with a chain, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. But that little hook at the top, a bale, means you can thread it onto a chain.
Yeah, you just have to get yourself something.
Get yourself a little chain and hang it around your neck, and there you go. It does look beautiful. Very nice.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen the in-game, in real-life swag in a while, so that's good.
Yeah. So, if you're brave enough to ask what the price is, and check it out at Gem Treasure Designs.
Oh yeah, no price on there, is there?
No, that's all right. No. Okay. Receiving pledge rewards and add-ons, as we've said. As soon as you log into the game, all your rewards are credited to you, and they're in the bank. So if you're wondering where they are, just rock up to your local bank. Or even in a little town, they'll have an NPC acting as a banker.
Yep, only the rewards that are actually created are in your bank, though.
That is right, yes.
See a lot of questions about that. Why didn't I get this? Well, it's not quite ready yet.
That's right, yes. It's under construction.
They're working them.
Yep. Beautiful. And again, store credit conversions, just to remind people, if you want to convert anything to store credit, you need to do it before you log in. Because once you've logged in, you've got it. And, yeah, you'll have to wait till the next major wipe.
And they haven't told us next week, are they going to wipe?
They have not told us, and I'm assuming that they won't.
Okay.
Which would be nice.
I mean, it wouldn't bother me horribly as long as they create some more locks for us.
Well, yes. Yes, that'd be good. Yeah, that's more locks are always good. Definitely.
I want to get off that village lock. Come on, come on.
Yes. Yes. Mind you, I've worked very hard to get up to the level that I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and every time they do a wipe, they say, yeah, start again, mate. It's all fine.
Hey, I don't get home in time to get anything.
Ah, dear. There you go.
Yeah.
But it's all good fun.
It's a good fight. Till we get all of our POTs and stuff in, it's a fight for the land.
It is. That's right. And once the final game comes out, it'll be settled. And we'll have plenty of lots. Everybody will have one. And, yeah, until then, yeah, it's a bit of a fun fight.
Until then, we get to try out all the different kind of houses. That's the one good thing about it.
Well, we do. That's right. Yes. Yeah. We try everything out, make sure it works. And then we'll get to play the real thing.
That's right. And then we can actually finally begin really decorating our own house. That'd be cool.
That's right. Yes. Hopefully this year.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. I'm chomping at the bit myself.
Absolutely. Okay, Steam access keys available? Yes. So there we go. They've been going on Steam since November 24. That's brilliant. And yes, it works really well. So we'll head over to Steam and play through that. That's terrific. And a word about word-of-mouth marketing, which is very effective. I mean, there's nothing like hearing a positive recommendation from somebody. Somebody honestly sitting down, looking you in the eye and saying, I've tried this and I love it. It's brilliant. You should try it. And the next best thing is giving it a thumbs up on social media, like Facebook or Steam. You know, write a positive review, give it a thumbs up. And people say, yeah, okay, well, look at the number of people who like this game. It must be good. I think I'll try it.
If I want to see that number climb up to at least where the amount of backers are.
Yes, absolutely, for sure. I think that should happen.
Yeah, we can do
it. Good, good. Yeah, we can. Everybody go to Facebook and give it a thumbs up.
Do it. Everyone's got Facebook, right?
Yes. I just started using Facebook recently. I was a Facebook no-no. But yeah, I sort of got into it, and yeah, works quite well.
Yeah, it does what it does. Yeah.
It does, yes. Okay, and yes, how to cancel monthly payment plans again. You must remember that they won't cancel themselves. And if you just set it to run and forget about it, you will eventually be a lord of the manor.
And I have a friend who did that and forgot about it, and all of a sudden he was a knight.
Fantastic.
Going from like a citizen, and I told him, that's great, now just work your way up to Knight Marshal.
Yes. Best thing you could do.
Yeah, let him go. Come on, the more you let him go, the more you get.
That's right, and the better the game gets.
That's right.
So yes, take no notice of this helpful little advice in the newsletter. Just set a monthly payment plan and just let it keep running and totally forget it. Because
yeah,
it's wonderful for the game.
And it's like a savings account that you didn't miss. And then all of a sudden you got a nice big house and it's all awesome.
That's right. Oh, lovely. Yeah, we could get into serious trouble here, couldn't we?
No, I know. Well, what can you do? We're supporting you.
That's
right. We're doing our sales pitch, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. All righty. Well, there you go. The news of the week, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, always so much good news. I love to hear about it.
Ah, there is. There is. And as we've said, so much happening in the game. Interesting developments. People in the game doing wonderful things. The other little article in the news this week, Lord British dropped into the Britannia Mining Company. They were having a crafting day and showing people how to craft and providing all the materials. So here you go, this is what you do. Lord British dropped in on them and they said, oh, here, yeah, have this, do this, do this, do that. Bang, all of a sudden there is a crafted sword which has on it crafted by Lord British.
That is something for the museum. That is awesome.
Oh, yes, yes. They did say, sadly, when they do wipe it, they probably won't be able to keep that. But it would be wonderful if they were able to keep something like it.
Yeah, and you know, maybe he'd be willing to go craft it again for him.
I'm sure he would. That's right. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, put it on display in a museum so that everybody can come and see the first item that was crafted by Lord British himself in the game.
That's right.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's a really fun thing, you know, and it's good for the game. It's good for everybody involved. It's awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic. And this is partly their concept for the game. When you make something and you craft something to make some money, you sell it off to a merchant who will sell it off to a player. And I hope that it works this way. When the player buys it, they'll be able to look at, oh yeah, this was made by Lord Baldrith or Asclepius or Gabriel or somebody like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Cool. And the item will retain its history throughout all its life.
It could also create a talking voice. Say, hey, by the way, I found one of your pieces of armor on a vendor.
Yes.
Is it something you meant to lose? Maybe you need it back.
Sure, that's right. Yeah.
Some monster might have stolen it from him, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Or some PvP guy.
They're hoping to keep everything in the game like that, and every weapon, everything like that, will have its own history. You might see on the weapon that it's killed 1,000 ogres. Oh, fantastic. Ooh, that'd be worth having.
That might do well against ogres.
It might indeed. That's right.
Wait a minute. Where are our ogres at?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any yet.
Oh, I'll have to run into a couple.
Yeah. So, lots of good things to come, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be amazing.
I believe they said, also going back to offline, I believe they said they're going to populate the offline stuff with stuff that we create in the last version of alpha or beta, whatever they were talking about.
Oh, right. Okay.
So those things will have names on them too.
Yes. Yeah, I think they would. Yeah. Terrific.
So you can be famous in the offline game too.
Lovely. Oh, nice. Yes. I've always wanted to be mildly famous.
Yeah. It is a nice little thrill, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Even seeing something little like that you created, somebody's using. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's got my name on it. It's kind of neat if you look at someone's paper doll and you say, oh, that sword I made. Ooh, isn't that cool?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, I think it's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, I've never seen it before in a game. It's awesome.
Yeah, and full marks to them.
Yeah, they're just creating new things and new excitement for everybody.
They sure are. Okay. Alrighty, well, I think it might be about that time.
Yeah, we screamed through that news today. We're just having a great time.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, I guess I'll take us out. Having some fun here. And the awesome background music you're hearing for the podcast is by Steve J. Goldman, entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Miss Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith and
Asclepius
with Echoes from the Caverns.